Researchers are developing a new filter designed to help reduce nitrogen pollution in Long Island's groundwater. Christopher Cameron of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports high levels of nitrogen are found in household wastewater, and Suffolk County officials call it the greatest source of water pollution on Long Island.
Christopher Gobler is with the New York State Center for Clean Water Technology. He's developed a nitrogen-reducing biofilter that will remove the biggest contributor to nitrogen pollution on Long Island by filtering nitrogen out of household wastewater. Most Long Island homes are not equipped to filter out nitrogen from wastewater. The ones that are still leach large amounts of nitrogen pollution into Long Island's waterways. But instead of trying to filter out the nitrogen directly, Gobler says the biofilter can change nitrogen into a harmless gas over time, just like how it occurs in nature with plant life.
There's something called the nitrogen cycle that's very complex, and so we're harvesting that nitrogen cycle to make it work for us.
Researcher Harold Walker says the filter will help septic tanks manage nitrogen levels more efficiently at low maintenance, low energy, and low cost.
They're relatively passive, they're simple, they use local and natural materials, and so we think we can get the price down similar to systems that we're already using that don't remove nitrogen.
Walker says he's not sure how much the filter will cost or when it will hit the market. But so far, pilot tests have proven the filter can reduce nitrogen in wastewater by up to 90%. Christopher Cameron, WSHU News.